Welcome back to another Mellow Monday. I pray that everybody is at home and at peace and staying safe. I know that this is hard and it's challenging, but we will get through it. And if you notice, I said we will get through it, not over it or around it, but we'll get through it. And in life, there's challenges that we face that we must just navigate through. And if I can be transparent, even in my own life, I remember, actually, if you don't know about me, I actually resigned from my job in February. So at the end of February, I was at home getting my life together. I felt like I had did laundry for the first time in 2 years. I was, you know, doting on my house, getting a lot of detail cleaning done, getting folding done, organizing. So by the time that COVID had hit, my house was in order. My affairs was in order. And I was on a new journey of launching the Hypocrites and Hypochondriacs podcast. Well, so it was a delight to be able to have my husband, who works very hard, and he is usually out of the house every day, all day. So during this, it gave me, I guess, a little peace, because I knew that my family was home safe with me, and we had not been able as a family to actually do this in years. And so the first couple of weeks, you know, everything was fine. Like I said, you know, my house was in order and he was cooking every day. We were eating food that we hadn't eaten before or in a while. And I think for me, reality hit once we had the tornado. I experienced being without, and it helped me to really have a more world view on what people are experiencing. Now, here locally in Chattanooga, Tennessee, we were dealing with COVID as well as a tornado, but still going on in the world all around us, there was people who were dealing with COVID, but they still were dealing with lack. And so for us, we didn't have power and we didn't have internet and we didn't have cell phone service. And, you know, we lost everything in our refrigerator and we were eating out of a cooler and, you know, it was cold at night and just different things like that. But that's the reality that some people were experiencing during COVID. It's just, I didn't have my reality check until the tornado happened and I actually experienced lack. Now, I'm an advocate for people living a life poured out. And what I mean by that is that when you have been given an opportunity or a platform or a charge to help people, it's so important to me for you to have navigated through something yourself, because I feel like it gives you a much needed sense of empathy and what a person is going through, compassion. And so where I thought that my compassion meter was high, I thought that I had compassion and I'm hospitable and my eyes are wide open. The reality set in that my eyes wasn't wide open. And so when you try to give people inspiration, you have to really kind of understand what they're going through. It's kind of like a doctor prescribing a medicine and he doesn't even know what the symptoms are, which is not something to giggle about, but that just sounds preposterous, right? So with Mellow Mondays, it's always been something that I wanted to do, but I guess I didn't really understand the need for it on a different level. So last week I talked about arresting thoughts and bringing thoughts into captivity and replacing negative thoughts with positive thoughts. But I realized that when you're navigating through it, it's a lot easier said than done. I think that you need to stop and take a break. You need to pause. You need to feel the moment that you're in, feel the reality of what you're experiencing and what you're feeling. And a good thing to do would be able to write down your thoughts. You may feel overwhelmed. You may feel hysterical. You may feel like you can't control your emotions, but it's so important to stop in that moment and feel exactly where you are. Place yourself. And I say write things down, because it's amazing how you write something down and then you come back and you read it and you have a reality check. But it's important for you to express the feelings and the emotions that you're feeling in that moment, so then you can come back and address it with knowledge. So for me, I was feeling anxious. I was feeling like I need to produce. I need to be this. I need to be that. I felt the pressure. So for me, it's new for me to be at home. And everything is hinged on me being successful while I'm at home. So the anxiety that I was feeling is that I always felt like I had to be doing something at home. I had to be straightening or folding or cleaning or organizing, getting Instagram followers, getting Facebook followers, designing things on Canva, figuring out what I'm going to do for the podcast. I just constantly felt like I was in this turmoil, like this whirlwind of what do I got to do next? I got to do this next. I can't sit back and watch a television show, or I can't sit back and sip on a cup of coffee and talk to my family members because I need to be doing in this moment. And I remember being in my bathroom and I said, I'm just going to stop and I'm going to see what I am feeling right now. And I am able to address those things. So yesterday I didn't do anything. I didn't go on social media. I did not do any research about the podcast or what I was going to do. I didn't clean anything. I actually closed my blinds what I mean by close my blinds is I open my blinds up every day because I love, you know, to see outside and I love the sunshine. But what the blinds do is it exposes all the dog air because I have two dogs. I have a beagle named Copper and I have a terrier mix named Rebound. Well, Copper, he sheds a lot. So I didn't open the blinds because I didn't want to see the hair. So then I would be prompted to do dusting and to sweep. And so I just really sat down and really just was alone with my thoughts. I accepted them for what they were. I watched television shows. I just relaxed. I washed my hair. I took an Epsom salt bath. I prayed, I talked to God, I just let it all go. And so everybody's circumstance is different. But what I'm saying is be in the moment, recognize the moment, and then address the moment. Well, friends, I pray that you enjoyed this episode and that it gives you clarity on how to navigate. I'll see you on next Monday. Until then, be blessed.